You're listening to Vatican Radio.
New Zealand Prime Minister John Key has visited towns affected by a powerful earthquake, saying officials are doing everything they can to restore infrastructure, but that damage is so extensive it will take some time. The 7.8 magnitude quake on November the 14th killed two people and triggered landslides that still block a major coastal highway. Hundreds of tourists have been evacuated from Kaikoura in helicopters and by a navy ship. The town is a popular whale-watching venue. Although various humanitarian organisations are offering support, rescue efforts have been affected by a wave of aftershocks. Caritas Aotearoa is one of the organisations currently providing aid to the affected regions. Monsignor Gerard Burns, Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Wellington and President of Caritas Oceania, spoke to me about the aid Caritas Aotearoa is providing and about how it works in collaboration with the indigenous people living in the area.
The centre of the earthquake was in the northern part of the South Island of New Zealand. Fortunately, it was a rural area which isn't heavily populated, but it was a very powerful earthquake, and so it affected that particular area and even as far as my own city, the capital, Wellington, which is about 150 kilometres away. But in the immediate area, there were two people who died, one as a result of their house collapsing, but there was a lot of damage to the main highway through the area and the main railway, mainly because of the effect on the land, a lot of land slips blocking the road and blocking the railway. So there's a major tourist town there, Kaikoura, which has been cut off by road, and so the assistance to the people cut off there is having to come by air or by sea. Fortunately, we have a good civil defence system in New Zealand, so that swung into action, but the people there I think are affected as much by the shock of the quake, the fear that comes through that, and not just the immediate quake, which was huge, but the many aftershocks that happen.
Caritas is, I imagine, on the ground. What kind of assistance are you able to provide in a situation that, as you say, is not easy to reach?
Caritas Aotearoa has contacts with an indigenous community there. The town that's been cut off, one of the important industries is the tourist industry, and that's really grown as a result of one of the indigenous communities, the Māori community, founding a whale watch business there about 20, 25 years ago. Around that business has developed other, particularly sea-based tourist industry. But that indigenous community uses some of its income for health programs. So Caritas Aotearoa has been working with them, not too much in the health side of things, but doing some advocacy work around the possibility of exploration of oil and gas in the area, disturbing this local indigenous-based business. But because of that connection and because of what's happened, they're assisting, particularly channeling some assistance through the health system, through that health program that the indigenous Māori community are running. Civil defence is very active in the area, and Army and Air Force for these kind of emergency events. So they do the big things in terms of evacuations, movement of people, getting supplies in and out. Caritas is operating on a more specific local level, especially in terms of health and care of the local population.
We all remember the earthquake that struck Christchurch, which I'm sure was felt this quake, but perhaps wasn't severely damaged. Have they reconstructed? Have they managed to restart their businesses?
Yes, the centre of this earthquake was about 100 kilometres north of Christchurch, so they certainly felt the shake down there too. And they're still in the process of rebuilding the city. It's 5 or 6 years now since those earthquakes, and I'd say the rebuild is probably about halfway through. And it affected very much the centre of the city, and some of the eastern parts of the city have become uninhabitable. But gradually, as the centre of the city is being rebuilt, businesses are coming back into the town, and people will come back into the town as well. But I think because of their experience, they felt great solidarity with the people north of them who've been affected in this particular case.
I was very interested to hear about your relationship with the indigenous communities. How does that work?
It's a growing feature of the work of Caritas. That's partly because in New Zealand, for the European settlement to formally start, a treaty was signed between the British Crown and the indigenous chiefs, the Treaty of Waitangi. So at broad political and social level, that's being integrated more and more into the life of the country. And certainly at church level, that process is also going on. So one of the particular things Caritas Aotearoa does is establish relationships with local Māori communities to ensure that it too lives out what we call the covenant. It's almost like a religious agreement that was made 150, 170 years ago. So that's why they established this particular working relationship with the indigenous people. The indigenous people are looking to stand on their own two feet. Caritas looks to work alongside them and walk alongside them.
And of course they are so close to the care for creation and to the care for our common home. So I can imagine it must be very fruitful in this sense.
It is. I mean, that whale watching business, it sounds like just a commercial venture, but actually that particular tribe, one of the foundation stories is that they came to Aotearoa, to New Zealand, on the back of the whale. So having this whale watching business is actually building not just on a commercial venture, but taking up their own heritage. So when an Indigenous person classically identifies themselves, they don't start with themselves as an individual. They start with their ancestors and the land and the mountains and the rivers and seas which they come from. So they see themselves very much integrated, part of the created world, and that spirituality is very close to what Pope Francis spoke about in Laudato Si. And it means that they have a special, particular care for the natural world.
Thank you very, very much indeed. That was Monsignor Gerard Burns, Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Wellington and President of Caritas Oceania.